Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down.
More than 130 people in Burkina Faso. That's happening all through now Central and even Southern Africa. In the Congo, they'll break into a hospital, ask for the Christian patients, and murder them in their beds. The bishop there mentioned that. People are fighting for their lives. When jihad enters an undeveloped country, they do it by massacre. They just exterminate people. When they penetrate a developed country through immigration or otherwise, they lie with the left and try to destabilize the country that way. Something's got to be done. The only country that's standing up to jihad in Africa right now really is France. The rest of the European countries aren't doing it. The United States has to make sure that it supports France and what it's doing and exterminates jihad, not the other way around. And that includes any immigration. The people that are being subject to genocide are Christians and Yazidis. That's certified by the United States government and not just under Trump. So what you do is you give preference in immigration to people subject to genocide, which are Christians and Yazidis. And that's it. And shut this down and don't bring it to the United States. Okay, another topic close to home. I've had season tickets to the Packers, the Milwaukee package, since the late 80s. Back in the 80s, the Packers played half their games in County Stadium in Milwaukee. Back then, the team wasn't doing well, so you can get season tickets. I got them. Then when they consolidated games in Green Bay, they had what they call the gold package and a green package, and the Milwaukee package was given two games and a preseason. The Green Bay package got six games. And, well, that's the way it is. Three games, including the preseason, is kind of fun. Anyway, seen a lot of quarterbacks come and go. Here's the question. Does Rodgers report to mandatory camp, mini camp, today? They don't even know. Today. His receivers, five of them, didn't report to the non-mandatory training a little bit ago, the OTAs, five receivers. Now they say they're going to show up. Some are in Green Bay, some are on the way. The word on ESPN was that Rodgers is not going to appear. Now, I don't know if he's going to appear or not, because right now it's 7 o'clock in the morning and he doesn't have to appear yet, but he has to appear pretty quick. So what should the Packers do? Here you have one of the most talented quarterbacks in football, along with Tom Brady and maybe one or two others, Peyton Manning back in the day and all that. But what do you do? What do you do if he is unhappy? What if you do if he comes right out and says he doesn't like the front office, Brian and Mark, who are good guys, doing a good job? The problem was that when they drafted Jordan Love, he was in a snit because they didn't call him first. Well, you know something, when you do a draft, as much as you trust all your players, you don't ask for their permission. And if you let out in advance who you're interested in, if word gets out somehow by accident, not maliciously, not on purpose, but he tells a girlfriend and she tells her mom and so on, it can impair your strategy. I think Rodgers should have realized the guy's in his late 30s. He's in great shape, great quarterback. But not everybody's Tom Brady. Tom Brady's what, 43 or something? I mean, Y.A. Tittle for the Giants looked like he was 90. I don't know how old he was. I think he was in his 40s. I don't know how these guys take hits from 22-year-old defensive linemen who are twice their size. I mean, whatever. But Rodgers should not have gotten a snit about that. They draft Jordan Love. Jordan Love's not going to take his place right away. The idea is Rodgers mentors him, breaks him in, teaches him. Love gets put in at garbage time. The end of a game, we're ahead by 22 points and there's a minute and a half to go. Okay, put him in. What's wrong with that? Break him in, mentor him. Rodgers got in a snit. The fact is, you can have all the talent in the world, and if you don't show desire, enthusiasm, and love for doing it, and I think he loves the game, But when they played San Francisco last time in the NFC Championship, he gives an interview saying, when you're a kid, you always wanted to play for San Francisco. What kind of a statement is that when you're on the eve of a championship game? Demoralizes your team. And they lost. They shouldn't have lost. Tom Brady, when he was in the Super Bowl this last time, calls up his team all week. He's calling them. He calls them at 2 in the morning. He says, I'm so damn excited. We're going to win this one. We're going to win this one. He was a leader. He was a leader. Rodgers doesn't do that. It's okay, but you can't force an opera singer to sing. You could have the best opera singer in the world. She gets in a snit on her contract, and they get an injunction to say, sing. She's, all right, I'll sing. She goes out there, technically compliant, no juice to it, no enthusiasm. So I don't know what you do. I don't know how good Jordan Love really is, quite frankly. I mean, I'm sure he's quite good in theory, and he will be someday. But if Rodgers refuses to play, they got to play somebody. They're not going to trade for some established giant. No other team's going to give that up. So they can tickle Rodgers under the chin with a turkey feather. But what I think what I'd say is, look, Aaron, for the love of Pete, you're not an opera singer, okay? You're a football player being well paid. Top of your game, you're widely respected, deeply respected. They draft a backup. Remember, you were drafted for Brett Favre, and he got a snit. These guys all getting a snit. We're tired of snits. What would Vince Lombardi do? I'll tell you what Vince Lombardi do. He say, you get your whatever into my office at 9 a.m. or you're benched, and the guy doesn't show up, he's benched. He's benched. He's benched. Forrest Gregg and Jim Taylor once said, the only man we were ever afraid of was Vince Lombardi. And he was smaller than they were and all that, but he was like Napoleon. He took care of business. Brian and Mark are not that way, but they're great. LaFleur is great. This is a different generation. So anyway, I've had my say. Tired of Rodgers being an opera singer. Drama queen getting a snit. Get out there and play. Show up today. He'll be fined, what, $93,000, I think? That's chump change. That's folding money. That's a rounding error to him, making all his money. I don't begrudge him his money. But you have to have enthusiasm. You can't go into the big game and say, gee, when I grew up, I always wished I'd played for that other team. You can't say that. He should take a page from Tom Brady's. And Tom Brady was drafted very low, like I forget how long, seventh or eighth round. I mean, the guy, well, these people blind? And he calls everybody up all excited. Well, we need a guy who's calling somebody up super excited, super, super excited, super excited. So we'll see. The receivers are going to show up today. That's good. Last time, it looked like a concerted effort, quite frankly, when they didn't show up. But they don't want to be fined. If they get fined 93, well, they wouldn't get fined 93 grand. But if they get fined something, that impacts them a lot more than it impacts Aaron Rodgers. So they're going to show up, which is good. And when you see the interviews of the team, it's all deferential to him and to the team. They want leadership. So, Aaron, get in there and show some leadership. Don't get in a snit. Favorite quarterback was Brett Favre, but he got in a snit. He went and he played for the Jets, played for the Vikings. He was told that he called the Lions one time and gave them some secret Green Bay plays to help them greet Green Bay. It didn't do him any good. You know, I don't know what it is with these guys. Deal with it. You're mortal. You get older. You're in your late 30s. You're not going to do it forever. You're not going to be like Y.A. Tittle. And I don't know how good he was at the end. And he looked bad. He looked really bad. He looked like he was 90 years old. 90 years old, bald as a cue ball. And he was doing it. And real tired of all that. Real tired of all that. Well, Ocasio-Cortez took a shot at Kamala Harris for her remarks in Guatemala. She went down in Guatemala and said, don't come. What is she supposed to say? We've had something like 300,000 people come up from Guatemala dumping their kids since October, dropping them over the wall. In one case, there's a young kid dropped on a 20-foot wall. Somebody catches him on the other side. It's not enough just to say, don't come. You can say, I want to root out corruption here in your country. They're all corrupt. Honduras's president took $1 million from a cartel. They're going to continue to do it. They're endemically corrupt. Ocasio-Cortez, well, it's the United States' fault. No, it's not the United States' fault. Yes, there were foreign policy things we did in the past. This is a country right now where nothing's being done to it other than aid, and they have endemic corruption. Mexico, Secretary of Defense, paid by the cartel. And then Mexico demanded his return and set him free. They're a narco state. Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador. We have got to simply say, we are not going to permit this influx of people. They have to stay. They stay in Mexico or they get sent back, and we will deal with them down in their host countries. We'll build orphanages. We'll provide financial assistance. So what Kamala Harris did is a first step. It's a very weak step. And even then, she's jumped on by the squad. And that is wrong. The squad had better start attacking Republicans and not Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. I'm tired of it. Very, very tired of it. Go to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.